Our market is open, says Main Street Farmers Market. Please come out, support local farms, and pick up some delicious goodies. And they say that buying from local sustainable farmers supports your local economy, your environment, your health, and the health of future generations. The Main Street Farmers Market has several participating farms: Alexana Farms, Clover Wreath Farm, Crabtree Farms, Dancing Fern Nursery, Irie Hilltop Farm, Needloves Bakery, River Ridge Farms, Sail Creek Honey, Sequatchie Cove Farm, and Williams Island Farm. Paget Arnold is the new Main Street Farmers Market manager.
This is my first year as a market manager. I'm used to being a vendor. You know, I've been a farmer and a grower, but not really on this side of the fence. But I'm really excited about this, and I'm having a lot of fun with it and meeting a lot of folks, and it's just really encouraging to see enthusiasm, and people are just, number one, they really love that we're doing this in this neighborhood, this particular part of Chattanooga. And number two, the access to fresh food that's locally grown, and you can shake the hand that grew it or produced it or what have you, is really refreshing, I think, to a lot of customers, and it's something that people are seeking out. They want to identify more with what they're eating and where it's coming from and how it was produced. And I think that's just something across the country that is a movement now, but we're really experiencing it in Chattanooga, and it's really fun to be part of it.
The farmers, which make up the Main Street Farmers Market, believe that sustainability is of the utmost importance in farming techniques.
This season we developed a board, which is sort of an advisory board made up of a group of five vendors. There were five of the original vendors from last year, and we've decided collectively that this market will be sort of a sustainable farmers market, which you don't have to be certified organic, but we want to verify that each vendor is using sustainable methods of production and following organic methods, whether or not they're certified.
Now in its second year, the Main Street Farmers Market has included an info booth, which is manned by volunteers. And Tyndall Keener is working the info booth today.
Because every time I help at the farm booths, I just end up talking, you know, and there's like a line. I'm like, oh, this is really good.
And they need to get some food sold.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of our, and to help new people, you know, explain what a CSA is. And
among the information the booth provides, there's a pamphlet on cooking short meals using farm vegetables that Keener has put together.
People always complain about, like, I would love to either eat more local food, but I don't have time to cook. And so I kind of sat down and thought about things that I make when I'm in a hurry. And so really it says an hour to prepare, but most of them are 30 minutes.
Market goer Jeff Fitzer relates the farmer's market to the community dinner table.
I've had this conversation with a number of folks that a lot of the movement for local food centers around a desire for stronger community, that the production and acquisition, consumption, preparation of food really historically has been a center of families and of community, and we've gotten away from that. And this market's a good representation of how people are figuring out how to come back together around food. So it's good for Chattanooga.
Eddie is the beekeeper from Sail Creek Honey, who's been in the business of keeping bees for 36 years.
Honey is just as much medicine as it is food, you know, or sweetener. So, yeah, I think everybody ought to eat it, you know, probably every day, at least a little bit every day.
Although the winter was cold from December all the way through to March, his bees did well because he left them enough honey. But he is concerned about the continuation of the disappearance of the bees.
A big part of it's the mites. There's no question about that. You know, parasitic mites that came here from other parts of the world. And, you know, one of the mites carries a bunch of viruses, so there's no doubt that that's a real big part of the problem. But there's also no doubt that pesticides are a real big part of the problem. And then the way some commercial beekeeping operations treat their bees, you know, that's part of it too. So
Breanne Tolley from Clover Wreath Farm is excited about the return of the chipmunks.
My parents have been doing small organic gardens for years, but with the incorporation of biodynamics and more compost teas, we're seeing so much more diversity in the animal life, plant life. We've got native species coming back. We've got chipmunks back on our farm. We haven't had chipmunks in 80 years. the native birds are just reproducing better. It's really exciting.
Susanna from Alexana Farms tells us what she had to sell today at the market.
Well, today what we had initially was lots of asparagus and lots of strawberries, which were gone within 30 minutes. People were lined up to get fresh asparagus and fresh organic strawberries, and that was exciting. And then we had all kinds of greens, from Swiss chard to sorrel, which people are experimenting with, which is kind of fun that they get to try new things. And lots of herbs are left, and rosemary and red clover, which is a great thing to make tea out of.
New market vendor Rainey Hartman talks about his product, wheatgrass.
It's a young wheat seed before it turns into what becomes wheat. And it's just basically a superfood that is very, very healthy.
Farmer Robin Fazio is also a vendor at the Chattanooga market.
This market is wonderful. I'm so happy to have it. I grew up here in Chattanooga, and we didn't have anything like this when I was growing up. And our families had a farm in our family for at least 140 years. And for us to have the opportunity to sell stuff locally is really important. Really, really important. So
market goers reported coming out for many different things, among them strawberries.
I love the Main Street Farmers Market. We're enjoying it. We're looking for strawberries today.
Writer Tiffany Rosenberger says, welcome to the market. Every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. will be a new journey, she says. Chattanoogans will dust themselves off from a busy day at work and enjoy the sunlight and fresh air that eluded them in their cubicles. They will have the chance to wonder the many offerings of the Main Street Market, and their dinner will be better for it. For more information, go to MaineSTFarmersMarket.com, or you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.